It's time for you to feel a little bit better. You've been holding this in all week. Someone or something has made you mad. You know what? That makes me mad. Put them on the list. Feel better. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. This week's best, you just made the list, will win tickets to see Vanderbilt and Florida over at Memorial Gym on February 27th. So that is next week. Vandy Florida tickets for next week. But you have to tell us who or what's on your list. Who was the character that did that? Was that Droopy? Who did that? You know what? That makes me mad. What cartoon character was that?
Droopy.
I think it was Droopy that did that. You know what? That makes me mad. So you want to start or you want me to start?
I've been starting the last couple weeks.
Okay.
Why not go ahead?
All right. I'm going to give Kirk Herbstreit, the originator, and the credit for this particular tweet. Kirk Herbstreit tweeted out earlier today, or yesterday, I'm sorry. Hold on, let me find this. Hold on.
Were you not ready to go first?
Do
you need more time?
You just made the list!
I didn't realize Kirk tweeted so much.
We do this every Friday at noon.
No, I know. But I didn't realize he tweeted so much. And so I have to sift through all of his tweets because it's way, way down there. Even like within every hour, there's a lot of tweets. So, Willie,
you want to go ahead?
I'm ready.
If you'd like to go,
I'm ready.
Let me just keep scrolling on Kirk Herbstreit's Twitter account.
Because I'm going to go away from
my
bread and butter for the last couple weeks, which is the overreaction, the craziness of Twitter.
Still going.
Okay, take a chill. Just take a 20. Find what you need to find, and you can go second again.
Still looking.
It's okay. I sound like partner boss. It's okay, buddy.
I still love you. Love you, buddy.
Okay, on my list, when you go to a bar and you're hanging out and you're doing what you're doing, you're hanging with your buddies, you're throwing darts, you're playing pool, and they have a jukebox. Right, Darren? You know this setting. You've been in the setting.
I've been in that setting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They have a jukebox, and it says, you know, put in $10 or whatever, you know, scan your credit card, and play some selections. I enjoy doing that. But every now and then, you get in there, and the bar's crowded, right? The music's playing. The music's going. And you don't see people going up there and putting the money in. You're like, is there a DJ? No, there's not a DJ, right? But do they just have like a station on, a playlist going from their own thing? They got the jukebox there.
Have you been holding this in since 1992?
No.
And you want to just get it out today?
But this has happened to me a couple times, and I've been meaning to put this out.
What's
there.
What's the time frame? What's the expiration date on this?
Well, the other night, I was worried it was going to happen. It didn't happen.
Okay.
But you put the money in there. You play your selections. You put the great songs. You're excited. You like so-and-so. What about this? You put the songs in there, and they never play.
Like 2 years ago in Anaheim?
Exactly.
Waited for our songs for hours. Never heard them.
We had an outstanding group. Everybody pitched in, had a request. Yeah. I went over there, put all the songs in there. This is going to be great. We're going to be throwing darts. A great time.
Yeah. Throwing a couple
We're going to take over the bar.
Just socialize and have a good high five.
Taking over.
Hey, Willie, where's our songs?
Playing good tunes.
Willie, when's our songs coming up?
They never played.
Never played.
They never played.
We were there for hours.
That cannot happen. I mean, it's a crowded bar, but sometimes they need to make clear at the bar, hey, man, you don't need to be putting your money in that.
How about
because
this?
The music's playing.
How about a wait time? Like, your song will be played in 19 minutes.
Something.
your song will be played in 23 minutes.
Yeah, post the list of where, you know, where's the, where am I in the batting order here?
Right. It's like going to a restaurant.
They also have the thing where you can pay more to move your song up in the lineup.
Oh.
Sometimes. Okay. Sometimes they have that.
I don't like that.
You don't like that either?
No.
Sure.
No, first come, first serve.
All right.
Because it's so cheap, anybody will pay 50 cents to get their song jumped up, and then everybody just starts jumping their songs up.
But if you had the extra cash and you could do that, then you would be in favor of it.
I got the extra 50 cents. For one, I can jump one song up.
Okay, so this goes under the overall umbrella of sports bar etiquette.
Okay.
Sports bar etiquette, A, which I've said before, don't call yourself a sports bar if you have people at the bar that have no idea what, if you say, hey, can you get the Jets-Predators game on, and they look at you like, what, is that a hockey, is that basketball, the Jets, what channel is it on? Don't call yourself a sports bar.
Is it football over?
You've got to have somebody at the sports bar to be a sports bar that can get on it and say, okay, I'm going to get that game.
Okay.
If I'm not the person, I'm going to get you to the person. This is the person. And then number two, don't have the jukebox advertising, hey, play your songs, and then your songs don't play.
You just made the list.
Sports bar etiquette.
I have found the Kirk Herbstreit tweet. Hey, fly Nashville. That's the airport, our airport, which isn't far from where we are. Hey, B&A, I really enjoy your airport and look forward to the expansion finishing in a couple of years. In the meantime, I do propose a new rule. When the Predators are playing live, like last night against Los Angeles, I vote all televisions in the airport are tuned in to their game and not some random NBA game. Kirk Herbstreit, our airport was showing an NBA game. Now, Sacramento was playing Golden State, so maybe they wanted to keep with the Kings theme. I don't know.
Wrong Kings.
Kings. Well, there are two California teams named Kings. Fly Nashville / Nashville Airport / B&A did respond to Kirk Herbstreit and said, we agree, note taken.
Ooh.
Now, here's the thing. How long have the Predators been in this town?
21 years.
21 years. Any other professional sports franchises playing last night in this town?
Not in this town.
In this town? How long's the airport been around?
I'd have to go back a ways.
More than 21 years,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, more than 21.
Yeah. And they haven't figured out that maybe you should have on the product in your market, in your city, on your televisions?
At least on
21
some
years
of the televisions.
Later? No? So, fly Nashville, Nashville Airport, B&A, all the above.
You just made the list.
Come on.
I think it's under the same category I just threw
Come
out there.
Come on, man.
Sports bar etiquette.
Really? Now, at least they responded to the tweet. I got to give them that. It's not going to get you off the list, but I'm going to at least give you that. We agree and note taken.
Well, it goes beyond that, too. Like, when you walk into the airport, you'll hear, this is Mike Fisher, or this is Pete Weber. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Nashville airport.
The bowler or our Pete Weber?
No, our Pete Weber.
Okay.
They have Predator people welcoming you to Nashville, welcoming you to the Nashville airport. So the least they can do is put the games on.
Yeah.
You can put the games on.
Yeah. Be nice. How about this? Put it on the radio feed. Put it on over the speakers.
Sure. Why not?
102.5 The Game.
And I'm not saying you have
Predators
to have every.
Predators Radio Network.
Huh? And we would agree you don't have to have every TV on that game, but if you got a bar with three TVs, you got to have one of them on there.
So good job by Kirk Herbstreit
there
for calling
Kirk,
out.
Standing out.
Nashville Airport. Showing an NBA game. They were showing the Kings and the Warriors. No, I don't know what the game was. I just said that. All right, let's find out what's made you mad. Can you slide the screen over a little bit, Josh? I can't. These names are cut off. No? Okay, I think it's Andy, or is it Handy, or is it Dandy? I don't know. I can't see. I just see a.
It's not Robert Kraft.
Is this Andy?
Hey, am I on?
Is this apparently you're not responding, so I can't see my screen.
Yes, I am. This is Andy.
Okay, Andy. All right, good guess by me.
How's it going, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Who or what's on your list?
Yeah, so you kind of stole a little bit of my thunder here, but this happened to me three times in the past 2 weeks in regards to Predators games at a local Nashville restaurant, three different locations. It happened to me twice last night and then on Sunday against the Blues when they had that morning game. Going into the restaurant.
And by the way, Andy, that's on NBC. You know, it's like you don't even have to really search. That was on NBC.
Right. Last night and that Sunday game were both nationally televised games. So we wanted to grab brunch on Sunday for the St. Louis game. We kind of filtered out some restaurants that had TVs that we thought may not be too crowded. So we chose one. We go in there. We were able to get a seat in time. The Preds game had just started, and on the TV and closest to us, they had CBS. It was like something about dogs. It was like a CBS show about dogs. So we asked, hey, can we put the Preds game on? It probably took them about 30 minutes to finally put the Predators game on. So that was frustrating. And then last night, we went to a place. We had to get food really quick. And both TVs were on the Minnesota-Michigan basketball game when there's a nationally televised Preds game going on, and we weren't able to get a seat in time because we were in a hurry, so we went to another location, and the same thing at that location. They had the Michigan-Minnesota basketball game when there's a Predators game on, you know, 1 month before the playoffs. That's what I say is local restaurants that are either unaware that there's a Predators game on or they just don't care, which I think both are pretty sad.
Are you willing to name names?
Absolutely, I'm willing to name names.
Well, let's throw it out there. Who is it? Who are you calling out?
Okay, all right. Okay, I'm calling out Whiskey Kitchen. That was the Sunday, and I'll be honest, it took them forever to get the game on. It was actually after the first period was over by the time they finally got the game on. And then last night it was True Foods Kitchen. In Green Hills and Whole Foods. So I guess I could give Whole Foods a pass, I guess, because they're, you know, but they did have a TV up in there and it was on a basketball game far out of our region when we had a hockey game on that we could have been watching.
At least those would not be characterized as sports bars,
yeah.
So you can understand a clueless person going, I don't know what you're talking about. We have one TV. What channel? Where's the remote? You know. There are some people that just completely shut down, and you know the TV stays on the same channel for 6 days.
Yeah, if you started ripping off sports bars in town, and that would be a real problem. Okay, Andy, thank you. Hope you feel better.
Well, you know, hopefully the next restaurant I go into, they'll have the game on, and I'll feel a little bit better about it.
Keep us posted.
I will.
I did that a long time.
That does anger me, though, when you go into a restaurant, okay, whether you're sports bar or not. And they can't even find the remote. They don't know how to change the channel. You have a TV in your restaurant, presumably so the people in your restaurant can watch the TV. And you can't find the remote? That's like, hey, man, somebody is got to be – somebody, not everybody. The server can go, you know, delegate, the manager. Somebody has got to have the remote with an idea of how to change the channel.
There's a former Predators employee that used to be in this town. Will remain nameless. Now works for the Birmingham team down in Birmingham. The Alliance of Football, the American Football, the AAF team in Birmingham. He now works for them, I was told. I called out this particular bar right across the street from the arena many, many moons ago for the Predators playing, I believe at the time, Colorado, who were the defending Stanley Cup champs. And just went on a massive soapbox during the afternoon drive hours. And that particular Predators employee was very upset with me. Very, very upset that I was calling out. I said, I'm doing you a favor. I'm calling attention to this. This has to be fixed. And I think you remember that moment quite well. That was in a downtown sports bar right across the street from the arena. Now, that was many moons ago.
Oh, yeah.
A long time ago.
I remember that very well.
And my phone was blowing up during the commercial break. Carrie in Lebanon. Carrie, who or what is on your list?
The person that's on my list, and undoubtedly you guys have already mentioned this, is Robert Kraft. How can you be an owner of an NFL team and go out and be arrested in a sex sting? I mean, how much more of an embarrassment can you be to the NFL when they've already got enough embarrassment going on as it is? So Robert Kraft gets my...
You just made the list!
Thank you, Carrie. And you're right. Yeah. And by the way, I think a lot of people are going to want to see how the league handles this, because if this was a player, we know what would happen. So how are you going to handle one of your prominent owners, NFL?
Oh, personal conduct policy.
They'll keep close tabs on that one. Another batch of phone calls, 615-737-1025. We've got loaded lines. We'll come rip through them on the other side. Willie, give us a word about Lee Company.
All right, put Lee Company on your team. You're always going to be ahead of the game when it comes to some of the things I tell you about: home maintenance, improvements, and repairs. You got a lot on your plate. Lee Company can help. Rest easy with a home maintenance plan. Sign up for Lee Company, and you'll have the heating and air conditioning system tuned up twice per year. One of the pros is going to make sure your heater is ready for the winter and the air conditioner is primed for the summer. Of course, with the countdown on to the warmer weather, you want to think about your air conditioning right now. In addition, you'll receive a comprehensive electrical, plumbing, and home inspection. And that's not all. You sign up, you get special members-only discounts on service, parts, and labor. It's as low as $8.25 a month. All you have to do is call Lee Company, 615-567-1000, or go online at leecompany.com. Be like me and my family. Experience the Lee Company difference. That's 567-1000 or leecompany.com.
Vandy, Florida tickets on the line for next week. The best, you just made the list. We're going to rifle through all these phone calls. We got loaded lines. But first, Josh Upton, I'm going to put you on the spot. I want to know why you do not print off the promo reads for me anymore.
Let's do it after this segment.
No.
And I'll tell you. It's going to take a little bit because I have a theory, and it's going to take a little bit of time, and we're going to go long.
Have you been ordered not to print off promo reads to me?
No, but I haven't. Let me tell you next segment.
Okay. Because if I find out you've been ordered, we're going to be doing it every segment. 737-1025.
Darren Drager, lots of action on veteran Ranger forward Max Zuccarello. High picks or a high pick and a prospect expected to be the return.
Okay.
Keep an eye out for that one.
Nate in the borough. Nate, who or what is on your list?
What is on my list this week is the Middle Tennessee weather. You cannot just rain, can you, Middle Tennessee? You also have to have wind. You're walking on campus or wherever, and it's raining at your back, and you know, the wind's kind of pushing you, and you're like, okay, cool, I'm going to get to my car a little bit quicker because the rain's wind is helping me get through. But no, you then turn around and start spraying in my face. And not to mention, if you have an umbrella, you feel like you're about to be Mary Poppins flying through the sky because the umbrella is turned inside out. And Middle Tennessee weather, calm down.
You just made the list.
I think there's a lot of people that probably you just made the list.
Can we add this too? And I think Chase was on this soapbox earlier this week, but people, don't drive like a maniac when the rain is like this and there's standing water everywhere. I mean, this is the obvious, right? This is Captain Obvious speaking to you right now. But I swear, leaving the game last night And then coming to work this morning, a couple of maniacs running, I mean, just flying.
Really? I think like, it's just the opposite. I think people barely go. Like they're scared to death of the rain.
I'd rather have that than people driving like there's no issue. Just completely oblivious to all of the stuff. Just flying around out there. Come on. Take it down a notch.
John.
Suave.
Up in White House. John, Tranquilo. Who or what is on your list?
I'm going to have to put I guess we'll just call them just regular people on the list. I work at a fueling station, and not once but twice this week, people have spilled their gas cans while getting gas. And so when you do that, you got to go and you got to lay down a chemical. You got to put absorbent pads on it, all because of carelessness. And that's what I'm putting on the list.
So they're filling up gas cans and they're what? Overflowing them? What are they doing? How are they spilling?
So it's like little gas cans that you use for chainsaws and such.
Sure.
And I don't know how they spilled it. Probably just not paying attention. But twice this week, those gas cans that have already been filled with gas were tipped over, causing a complete and total mess.
Hmm. Okay. For those people.
You just made the list.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Let's go to Barrett down in the borough. Barrett, who or what is on your list?
Nate, who is not on the list, is totally correct about that tailwind, man. It's just not carrying big, heavy items in and out of places. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But let's put Jared Stillman on the list, please.
You ding, just ding, made
ding.
The list.
Oh, where's our ding? You don't have our bell? We have a little bell?
Is there a Jared bell?
Yeah, there's a bell. Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
So, speaking of that subject, let's also add his hero.
There we go. It's official.
Who he can never, ever, ever stop praising with all effusive praise, just endless for the Patriots and their wonderful organization and how everyone in the world needs to emulate them because they're just the best of all time. I mean, someone's already said it, but look, Robert Kraft, you're trolling a massage parlor in Jupiter, Florida. That's the best you can do, a multi-billionaire guy with worldwide recognition. He's got homes in three continents.
It is the Wild Orchid, though. Or what is it? What is it called?
I don't remember. The Asia Orchid, I don't remember.
I watched the press conference with the sheriff, and he said the average services were $59 to $79 an hour.
The Orchids of Asia Day Spa. I mean, we're talking the Orchids of Asia Day Spa.
He didn't just drive by there and get the license plate camera to read his vehicle. He was chauffeured there, and the report says he was a frequenter of the establishment.
Oh,
and we know for an absolute fact the NFL is not going to do anything about this because the Colts owner got caught with $60,000 in cash and a briefcase full of drugs, and they told him he couldn't sit in a box for a week or two, and then that was that.
How about this? Sources tell ESPN that Robert Kraft is, quote, not the biggest name involved in this investigation.
Boy.
What?
Oh, boy.
What next? Do we need to speculate on who that could be?
Jupiter, Florida is home to the very wealthy. It's their playground. And I think that this expose is just perfect for a cold, rainy Friday in Nashville. Y'all have a great weekend.
Thank you, Barrett. You too. I had a feeling Kraft would make his list. Let's go to Doug. Who or what is on your list?
Hey, guys. On many occasions, you go to a specialist in the medical field, and, you know, there's the guy whose name's on the building, and he has an understudy. So in the last couple of days, I had to have an emergency procedure, and usually when an emergency means you have to meet the understudy. Less than 24 hours later, the procedure didn't go right, so I had to meet with the guy who is the name on the building. And immediately he says, what happened yesterday, you shouldn't have got, this is what you need today. So I say to him, so you're telling me that doctor didn't do what I needed? He said, no. So I said, doc, am I going to get charged for that tomorrow? Because this is your understudy that you're supposed to be tutoring and teaching you how to do the right things.
Mm-hmm.
He had no answer. So doc, even though the procedure went well the second time, for having me to be charged the first time to go through that pain with your understudy, at least make Robin equivalent to Batman on something like this.
You just made the list.
Thank you, Doug, and I'm sorry you had to go through that. I know of those cases that stinks, and you had to pay for it, which is the weird thing.
Ouch.
Tristan in Hendersonville, who or what is on your list?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hopefully, I'm late on in. So Don Cherry's on my list.
Yep. Okay. I know why, for the Carolina stuff.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Bunch of jerks.
The Carolina stuff. Oh yeah, bunch of jerks. And here's the crazy thing. Over the last 3 years, Don Cherry has taken offense to, or over the last 2 years, Don Cherry has taken offense to the Western Conference final opponent for something. They, you know, he complained about Nashville, and now he complained about Vegas. I don't know. Let's see if he has some type of weird omen out there.
Mm. Yeah, for obvious reasons, he deserves to be on the list. If we didn't blow him up earlier in the week, that's where I was going. So goodbye you. Thanks.
No problem.
And he deserves to be on the list. Last one, yeah. Gene in Lebanon. Who or what is on your list?
Well, kind of like y'all stole a little of my thunder with bar etiquette, but me and my girlfriend are really karaoke junkies. So we like to do karaoke. So when a bar advertises Thursday night karaoke, and then they have one singer and eight bump songs in between, and you're at a karaoke bar, allegedly, for 4 hours, and you get two songs in with three karaoke singers, that kind of gets on my last nerve, because it's really not karaoke. It's really bump music with a little karaoke mixed in.
Thank you, Gene. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, we were all over the place. That was good. All right, good participation with You Just Made the List. Don't forget Pick 6 coming up at 1 o'clock. Richard Deitch in about 15 minutes. More of Darren and Donick next on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Catch MTSU. The Blue Raiders face off against Charlotte down in Murfreesboro tomorrow. Coverage begins at 4:30. Tip off at 5 p.m. on 94.9 Game 2. Marwin Gonzalez has agreed to a 2-year, $21 million deal with the Minnesota Twins, leaving the Astros for the Twins. So why wasn't that read in my hand, Josh Upton?
Well, see, one, that wasn't so hard, right?
No, what that I don't care about that. Why aren't these being printed and put in my hand?
I think V Creative, Ian reached out to them a year ago and asked them if they could make it easier to print the reads out. And they responded to him, they're not supposed to be printed out. The system is supposed to be paperless, and you read it right off of the screen. So I guess in the past year, they've taken steps to make sure that you can't print their reads anymore. So when you copy the read and right-click to print, it just brings up a blank sheet. And Ian came in and just tried to do it on Firefox and Internet Explorer, and it didn't work.
So you were not ordered from the suits not to print these things?
No. V Creative is trying to protect the environment, and we support them in their effort.
Were you handed,
I was going to say,
were you handed something to read when you knew I was going to ask you this question?
No, Ian
came in. Did someone hand
in,
you something to read?
My theory was that Ian, when he reached out to them, alerted them to the fact, and maybe he did, and it just took him a year to fix it, to the fact that people were printing these out when they weren't supposed to be. But he said he pulled up the email, and that was kind of a long time ago.
So it was not to avoid.
It was exactly to avoid that, yeah. But it wasn't from people in this building.
Okay.
It was from the people who give us the platform for the reads.
And you have been sworn in, and that is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
That's the truth.
It wasn't to avoid
that.
Why
do you jump to the conclusion that it's something personal?
Well, because they were always being printed up, and now they're not.
I just think you think it's personal. You're a little paranoid or something, getting a little sensitive. There's nothing wrong with protecting the environment.
I want to know. Does someone tell you
not
to do that?
No, he answered the question. He said no.
I don't believe he did. I believe that was someone handing him a script to read.
Do we need to take this outside?
No, I don't want to go outside. Look at it. kidding? Who wants to go outside right now?
Depends on where you are. If you're listening on the internet somewhere, you might have better conditions than we have right now.
I mean, you can't do anything outside right now. There's still stuff swirling. I don't know what's going to happen anytime soon, but there's a lot of stuff about a lot of teams as we get a little bit closer. 3 days away. And we'll find out. What does that mean?
It's going to be a very interesting 3 days.
Predators play Colorado tomorrow at 4:30 in the afternoon. An interesting start time. 3:30 pregame. Everything heard right here on 102.5 The Game. And then, of course, Monday it'll be Edmonton. Connor McDavid does have a phone hearing with the league about his hit that he delivered on Nick Leddy last night when the Oilers were hosting the Islanders. So, I don't know. I don't know what that means. Edmonton is scheduled to be here Monday. Will it be with 97 in the lineup or not? I hope so. I think, you know, you want to see players like that. I mean, how many times a year? I mean, you're only going to get one or two shots a year, right, in the regular season with a guy like that, just depending on how the schedule falls out in the three meetings. So me, personally, I hope he plays. You gotta beat him with him. It's not like Edmonton's that good. He's had a tremendous season. Dreisaitl's had a tremendous season, but there's a lot lacking after that. True?
Well, obviously, but we'll have to wait and see. I guess he would have to be suspended for more than one game. They play on Saturday. So he would have to be suspended for two games for him to miss that game. So he's never had a history of anything. Would he get more than one game for that? I doubt it.
Yeah.
Although Ryan Johansson got two, he had never had any.
Yeah. History. I was gonna say, let's not forget that.
It's hard to figure sometimes. Here's one thing I do know. Roman Josi continues to play at such a high level. I would like to start hearing his name in the conversation for the Norris Trophy. It is happening.
I understand, but we've been down this road before. And how many times have we seen this market and this franchise, because they are deep and they are wealthy in that department, get the lack of attention? How many times have we had this conversation? Whether it's Shea Weber. I mean, go down the list. We can name all the top defensemen.
But this year is different for a couple reasons. Number one, he clearly, as great of a year as Matthias Ekholm has had, and he has continued to have a great year, right now Roman Josi is clearly having a Norris Trophy type of season. And P.K. Subban, for example, who was nominated last year, is not. So it's not an issue of splitting. Like, there were some years where Josi and Weber were both getting consideration, and they were sort of splitting the conversation. I think clearly he's the nominee at this point. I also think this might be his best season when you consider all the guys around him that have been hurt and how he's carried the load. And now that they've got everybody back, you see that not only does he continue to produce, but his production has gone up. I just think he's played incredible hockey this year. I think this arguably has been his best year. I don't know what all the analytics would say. This is my eyeball test having watched him all of these years. And this was his fourth 50-point season, which is the most in Predators history for a defenseman. He would have been five had he not been hurt. He had 49 one year. So his consistency is amazing. And this year he's got 51 now, with still about a quarter of the year to go.
Well, certainly, you know, I'm not arguing the fact. I'm just saying we've been down this road many, many times over the years.
Right, it's a tricky thing.
What happens is it's the guys that usually stand out. If Roman was on a team, like a lot of teams, where he is the clear standout guy, like Brent Burns was before Carlson got there, right? He was the standout defenseman. Drew Doughty in L.A. has been the standout defenseman. Erik Karlsson in Ottawa, standout, right? They stand alone. It's not a crowded house. it's always been a crowded house here, right?
Yeah, but he's in the house. Yossi has been in the top 10. Like, he's done the groundwork. Like, he's gotten – that's usually how it works, right? Ekholm hasn't gotten in that discussion. He's placed a few times, Yossi has. So he's ready to move up there, I think.
Well, I agree with you. I just have seen this market and the Predators screwed in that category so many times over the years
completely.
Because of that.
We're all scarred from those days. Scarred.
So I'm not surprised at all. We'll come back. Richard Deitch from The Athletic to close out the third hour next.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern as they speed through the...
Pick six coming up at 1 o'clock. Back here on Darren and Donick. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick on this rainy Friday. Hope everybody's having a good end to your week. Despite the weather, we'll get you locked into our contest at 1 o'clock. Jimmy Buffett tickets on the line for that. That's a really good prize for you to get involved. Jimmy Buffett will be appearing at Bridgestone Arena on April 27th. That's a Saturday night, so that'll be a good Saturday night weekend there. That'd be fun to hang out with the Parrot Heads at Bridgestone Arena. We are efforting Richard Deitch from The Athletic. First thing I wanted to ask him and talk to him, we touched on it the other day, is, what was that, Wednesday night, Chicago and Detroit, was the NBC Sports Network game, and Mike Tirico was on the call. And I've been looking at some of the reviews. Willie, I feel like people thought he did a really good job.
Well, he's just a good announcer. He's just a really, really good announcer.
Was that his first game of the year?
Yes. It might have been his first ever game.
I know. That's what I was kidding at.
He's, if I remember reading Richard's column last week, he grew up watching a lot of hockey, following a lot of hockey. So it's not like he's just dropped in there and had no idea what was going on. He has followed the sport, but I don't think he ever called a play-by-play. But he really
did a good
job.
That's interesting. To get thrown in like game 60 of a regular season? I wonder if he has – does he have any more schedule?
No, not as of now.
So that was a one-off.
That was a one-off, and I'm guessing it was also a if this works or if you like it, maybe down the road we can revisit this. That's, I think, the read I got on it. But if we get Richard on, I'm sure he can provide some details. It was a very in-depth piece. It was great for me as an announcer because there were some other announcers that actually – passed along how they prepare for a game. They had some great quotes, which I thought were fascinating, and they actually posted a couple of the, as I call it, the cheat sheet, you know, your game sheet, that, you know, the notes that you write down to yourself or print out a computer to have available to you while the game's going on. It's pretty cool. No, Richard?
Not right now.
Does he want to participate in pick six? Maybe Richard will just make some picks next hour.
Don't really have any Toronto flavor.
No. But I thought it was a great piece. I'm also very curious to hear what he thinks. This is one thing. This is right up Richard's alley, right? These are all under the category of questions we would like to ask Richard if we had Richard on. But there is a lot of talk about how will the NFL Network and how will ESPN cover the Robert Kraft story, NFL Network in particular, who is, you know, at the moment, probably NFL Network's not doing a whole lot of programming, but how will they cover that? ESPN is, at least to their credit, they're doing some stuff, right? But this is a pretty big story. Now, who is the other name that Adam Schefter is putting out there? He's saying that's not... that Robert Kraft is not the biggest name on the
list.
Which
is amazing.
That has everybody raising their eyebrows.
Can you imagine some people in those circles?
Well,
do you think I'm a bigger name than Robert Kraft? You think that's me?
Robert Kraft, in sports circles, is a big name. Now, the question is,
right,
when he's saying that, or when Adam Schefter, whoever that is, who's the source, Are they saying a bigger name outside of sports? Like, is it some music person? Is it a movie person? Or is it somebody else in the sports world that is a bigger name than Robert Kraft? If it's bigger than Robert Kraft in the sports world, that'd be a pretty big name.
Time will tell. Richard Deitch from The Athletic is on the line with us. Richard, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're all better than Robert Kraft today, for sure.
Yeah, that is pretty jarring news out of Florida, where all crazy news seems to occur.
That's true. That is true.
There's a lot of truth to that. We were talking about Mike Tirico's one-off with the Blackhawks and the Red Wings game on Wednesday night. And because I got to be honest, I was telling the story Thursday on the show yesterday. I was sitting there watching, and I wasn't paying attention to who was doing the game.
You mean you did not read the media circus of the days leading up?
I didn't.
Come on.
I didn't, and I'm sorry. I understand. This makes me look bad as we talk to Richard.
No, yeah. I respect the honesty more than anything else.
And I'm sitting there, and I told Willie, I was like, I'm going, what? I recognize that. Who is that Tirico? And I'm like, no, I just sloughed out like, that can't be Tirico. And then I started listening. And then I started talking myself into other guys. I'm like, that's got to be Kenny Albert. And I'm listening. I'm like, that's not Kenny Albert. I'm going through, like, the checklist. And I'm like, my goodness, that sounds like Tirico. Obviously, we know it was Tirico. And then I started really paying close attention the rest of the way. And we talked about it. I thought for a one offer in, like, game 60 of a regular season to jump in the fold like that, I thought he did a good job. What did you think?
The same, and not surprised at all. You know, there are broadcasters who are, I mean, they're really just sort of the highest caliber level broadcasters, and particularly those broadcasters who have called multiple sports. Mike Tirico, for instance, has done the highest levels of NBA, obviously the highest levels of NFL, the highest levels of college football, highest levels of college basketball. So, you know, not to mention, obviously, his hosting duties. So he's a very skilled broadcaster, and guys like that, women like that, they don't usually go into these assignments without being so prepared, at least in terms of the teams that they're calling, and to have a real good insight. So then, and obviously Willie can talk to this, then really just gets into the mechanics of hockey, which obviously we're going to be new to Tirico, but I think he's already coming from such a high professionalized place that absolutely no surprise that we had a really good broadcast. And I have no doubt, this is obviously not going to happen, but if you gave Mike Tirico a full season of hockey, he'd be one of the better hockey broadcasters. I think there are just certain people who are that talented, who are that dedicated, who just have whatever the right cadence is to call sports. And so, no, I wasn't surprised. You know, there are people out there, and I understand this, who are like, you know, it cheapens the sport. You know, you don't have a hockey guy doing this. And I get that. But Mike Tirico isn't going to come in and be Chris Berman calling baseball. He's not gonna schlock it up. He's not gonna joke it up. And so, to me, he gave me the professionalized broadcast you expected.
That was good. So I very much enjoyed that piece, as you might imagine, Richard. Just looking at, you know, and hearing some of the perspective of the other announcers that weighed in on it, and actually seeing the game sheets, the preparation that was done, comparing to what I do. Everybody is different, but it was fascinating for me. So if there's any other prospective broadcasters out there, that's a good teaching tool,
yeah,
I think.
And the one thing, Willie, and again, I think you would appreciate this, the one thing Tirico did is he reached out to people who call hockey, and he asked them how they do it. And, like, something I respect in any profession, and certainly in the media profession, is, like, when you are new at something or when you don't know something, including, by the way, if you're 50 years old or 25 years old, those who reach out to those who know and you say, listen, I don't know how to do this. Can you help me? That is a sign of a really, I think, dedicated and smart person. And Tirico went out, whether it was Kenny Albert, this guy Dan, I'm probably going to mispronounce his name even though I quoted in my piece, Dan Duva, who's
yes,
the Vegas Golden Knights broadcaster, Jack Edwards in Boston, the Red Wings radio guy and TV person. So, like, Tirico reached out and talked to all these people about the craft of hockey broadcasting, and that is smart. That's not walking into assignment thinking you know everything. That's walking into assignment like recognizing you don't know anything. And that's, I think, part of the reason why he was successful. So, I mean, first of all, I'm never going to be in that position, but let's say I ever had to call a minor league baseball or hockey game. Literally, that would be I would call 50 minor league baseball broadcasters, and I would just talk to them as much as I could just to get a sense of how they do it. And I give Tirico a lot of credit because Mike Tirico is one of the most famous sports broadcasters in the world. He's the host of the Olympic Games. He's essentially reached the top of the profession. He's hit the lottery, but yet he went about this as, like, to me, like a 21-year-old college senior would go about his or her first broadcasting gig. So I got a lot of respect for that.
Good stuff. Well, one thing that you have as a theme at times is when you are a rights holder and a big story breaks that might be embarrassing to the league that you're covering, how do you cover it as an entity?
Right.
And so this Robert Kraft thing is seems to be one that we will have to watch and see, right?
Yeah, I mean, the story is, again, let's do all the sort of the caveats. He's alleged to do this. Police have said what they've said. We're going to get a lot more information. He's, I think, denied that he did anything illegal. I saw the statement, so a lawyer could probably sort of better explain what that statement means. But, you know, all those caveats aside, you can't avoid this. It's the owner of the New England Patriots. It's one of the major figures, I think, in the NFL, certainly one of the major non-playing figures, if not the biggest with, you know, Goodell and Jerry Jones. So if you're a rights holder, you can avoid this. But here's, again, my caveat, guys. The only rights holder or the two rights holders that do 24/7 news and games are ESPN and the NFL Network. Fox, CBS, and NBC, I mean, they don't have SportsCenter stuff. So they're not going to really do a ton of it outside of their news programming and, you know, obviously like their radio side. But they can kind of get away with not pushing it. The big one is how does ESPN cover it? Because they're a rights holder, and they're a rights holder, obviously, who's been trying very hard to get a better relationship with the NFL. And then, obviously, a big and interesting one, the NFL Network, owned by the league, is generally speaking, I would say, pro-ownership in terms of its coverage. Not to say that they ignore stuff or everything, but, you know, let's be honest, it's owned by the league. So this is a delicate one. You report the news, that's not really the hard part. The hard part comes in how much are you going to follow up with your own reporting as this story sort of continues to unfold. I think if you're ESPN, you can't avoid it. Too many of the people who watch your product and consume it are going to expect it. The other thing is, and I'm not going to lie to your audience, the reality is we're talking about a combination of the NFL and sex and trafficking. We're combining a lot of sort of hot-button issues, and it will draw a lot of attention for ESPN and thus a lot of viewership too.
Hmm. I also found this timing interesting. You had just written a piece about ESPN's E60 coverage of Bob Costas's separation from NBC and Football Night in America. That was sort of in the same theme, right?
Yeah, I give NBC credit. I give ESPN credit. They've done more football stories that sort of expose a little bit of the underside of football. The Costas one I sort of put in quotes. That's more of the sort of the underside of NBC a little bit. So they've done this kind of stuff. You know, they did the stuff on the on ensuring football, which obviously is a hot button topic for the NFL and for Pop Warner and stuff. So as they've tried to recalibrate their relationship with the NFL, they've done some really good investigative work on E60 and Outside the Lines, and I respect that because that is very hard. I mean, ESPN, you know, for all their faults, they have the hardest calculus to try to play with here, and that is to do real journalism about the NFL while also being a media rights holder and a financial partner with the NFL. All these other networks, generally speaking, especially Fox, you know, NBC, CBS, they don't, you know, the 30-second to a minute stuff that they do on pregame shows, that's nothing compared to what ESPN does in terms of real investigative reporting. ESPN's the one sports outlet that has a partnership with the NFL that really has to navigate this dance on a daily basis. So they got it the toughest, and I agree with you. They've done some good stuff. I will be very curious to see how they handle this Kraft one because it's you know, it touches a lot of things in the league. And I'll tell you, man, I can't even imagine what's going on at the league offices today on Park Avenue because, you know, ultimately Roger Goodell works for Robert Kraft. I mean, that's just the reality of it. But if you're the league, at a certain point, you got to say something. So it's a very interesting one to watch.
There's breakdancing in the Olympics now, right?
Yeah, probably
be doing some breakdancing in those offices right now.
Yeah, I love the Olympic Games, and I am not like a old school curmudgeon, you know, Phil Mushnick, Don Cherry yelling at the TV. That said, breakdancing, that is a curious addition to the Olympic Games. I'll say that.
Yeah, no doubt. Good stuff, Richard, as always. I don't know if it's raining in Toronto. Enjoy the weather. We'll talk to you next week.
It's raining DeMar DeRozan jumpers, baby.
Oh, he worked it in there. A little Raptors there at the end. By the way, they're playing the Spurs tonight on ESPN. Raptors and Spurs. We'll come back, fourth and final hour. Pick six next on ESPN 102.5 The Game.